Guest on our program today, we are visiting with Andrea Almquist. She is the Assistant Boone City Administrator. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Let's talk a little bit. What's happening for Boone? It's pretty quiet, huh? Not much happening? Not quite here.
No.
One thing I did want to ask about is, and I know for Boone, got your budget done early. I mean, you guys were done like in mid-January. You had your preliminary budget, your plan all together. You kind of knew what your rate, your maximum rate was going to be and everything. And we still have other cities that are still working through it. I don't know. Did they just start later or are they having some issues?
Well, you know, I think people wait to see what the legislation's going to do. And the timeline has changed over the years. And so I have not changed my process. So okay. I kind of keep the same guidelines as I have done in the past. And so, yeah, now we're in kind of a lull for the next month. But that's okay.
But you had it done. I mean, you started early. You got a process you go through. But your department heads, you start meeting with your department heads, what, end of October, beginning of November?
Yeah. So October, we start the CIP.
Okay.
And I get that out to them and they can start, coming up with the dollar figures and what their CIP projects may be. Then the first week of November, I meet with the CIP committee, mm-hmm. Which you're part of. And we go over that and they kind of decide what they want to see move forward and what they want to see pending. And then that kind of starts the budget process off. Then the week of Thanksgiving, we get out the the budget documents, and mm-hmm. with the new software, it's not by paper anymore, and that's electronic. So they can go in and they can start entering their budget numbers. That also freed up a lot of time because I'm not double entering those things either.
Okay.
And then in December, we also meet with the department heads, go over their numbers and see what they're wanting. And
this is just on the staff side,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is just on the staff side. And then the second week in January is when we meet with the council and make sure that they're okay with the numbers that the staff put together. And then basically we put it all in the state forms.
Get it, and away we go.
Yes.
Your rate this year? Basically unchanged or unchanged. A proposed unchanged rate.
Yep, correct. Yep. So. We like to keep that the same. Over the years, we've only reduced it by 50 cents about 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we try to keep it the same as much as possible.
A lot of it has to do with the cost of operating the city because you have some inflation numbers that are there. There's salary increases, things like that. Roughly, I'm guessing 75-80% of the budget is for personnel.
Oh, yeah, easily. And then, of course, just the operations, chemicals at the water plant, chemicals at the pool, those are always a large thing. Utilities mm-hmm. is another large item. But yeah, salaries and benefits are absolutely with any private business or public business.
Yeah, that's the big share. So you mentioned CIP. So for people that don't know, this is Capital Improvement Plan. And this is kind of a living document. It started many years ago.
Yes.
And it just basically getting your department heads to say, here's what a perfect example would be Fire Chief Justin Adams. He goes, okay, I'm looking that in this many years, we probably are going to have to replace this fire truck. And it basically you take a look at it. Okay, now do we start saving? How are we going to pay for it? And then you go through all of that, try to figure that out.
Yeah, so we do a five-year plan. Again, we've made this electronic. When I started here 20 years ago, it was by paper.
Yeah.
But we do have an electronic means now. And so they can put things out there. They can take pictures, put quotes out there, things like that. But yeah, they, you know, like if it's a fire truck and we know that we need a fire truck in 5 years, we can make that active and start putting money aside for that fire mm-hmm. truck. And over probably the last 10, 15 years, we have really done a good job in foreseeing those kind of things and putting money aside so that we can pay cash for them versus bonding.
Right. Perfect example would be, because one of the new trucks we did get recently was for Public Works, and that was the vacuum truck. And again, that was a newer truck. So how do you determine the resource? Because this is one of the things I know you do, because I get to see it, but there are certain areas where dollars are available to cover it. So it might not all come from one fund. It might come from, you know, say a fire truck, you might put aside local option sales tax dollars over 4 or 5 years for it or something like that. But for something like that, I mean, there are multiple resources that you work with on there. Not only local option sales tax, but you got road use tax, you got general
water
fund.
And sewer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are our main sources. And I try to make sure that if we're using those funds, it's a equipment or project that is touching those items. So, for example, like the back truck that you mentioned, that's sewer. But maybe a dump truck is a water, sewer, and road use. So we can split that between three budgets and set that money aside for 2 years and then pay cash for it. But yeah, it's important though not to use funds that aren't the item's not going to be used for.
Mm-hmm.
You want to justify it.
You kind of keep it all in one thing. Now, I do know, because you said you tried to pay cash for a lot of things, but the city also does do bond issues, and there are reasons you want to do bond issues on occasion.
Yeah. So our GO bonds, we only have one GO bond. GO stands for general obligation. That is what we use debt service for. We actually have reduced that significantly. We have one left. However, that is a way to pay for things with funds.
Like property tax?
Yes, property tax, exactly.
Yeah, that's really what, I mean, that portion of property taxes that go to debt service. It's kind of like most people, it's like your credit score.
Right.
You know, if you don't have some debt, they kind of wander sometimes.
Yeah, and you know, if you're using all your property taxes for operations, then you're not probably growing either. So, you know, we're looking at doing a pre-levy GO debt right now for the sewer plant improvements. This is repairs that need to be done. And it's a way to, we can use this debt service to help offset some of the cost to our users.
Okay. Now, again, it's using multiple sources, because I know the city has done that for some time. Boone has always been considered to be pretty conservative for use of tax increment financing. Most of that is just doing reimbursement on taxes paid, I'm guessing. That's one of the more recent trends that we've had for economic development purposes.
Yeah, for economic development purposes in regards to development agreements, we tend to just do rebates. You know, we can do that in a couple different ways. We can do that based off of how much money they put into a street, a water, sewer, those kinds of things. It does have to be based off of the public improvements the developer's putting in there. But we have also TIFed roads and water and sewer infrastructure project within a certain area also.
And pretty limited. You kind of keep it limited unless it's a necessary growth thing.
So. Yes. Yep. Exactly.
There's so many things to keep track of. Anyway, the council does get the CIP plan. That's one of the living document, I call it. It's the 5-year plan, and they'll get a chance to take it, subject to change, because it can always be adjusted if something comes up.
Absolutely. And if anybody wants to take a look at it, it is on our website under the finance department. But yes, it gets approved on Monday night. There's a public hearing. Anybody can come and ask questions if they would like. But the council does approve that on Monday.
And if people wonder and you look at the bottom line on it, yes, there are several millions of dollars worth of capital projects over the next several years that are you constantly are looking at those. So it's not that, you know, people say, have you ever thought about doing this street or doing this project here? Yeah, it's probably in there somewhere. But it might be 3-4 years out.
Yeah, so when you're talking streets, typically the first year is all in design, planning and design of the street, and then the second year is the actual construction of it. Same with water and sewer infrastructure. A lot of times it's a year's worth of planning and design before we can actually get to the construction.
Let's talk a little bit about water and sewer, because that also, you do use state revolving loan funds for some of that, but you can't use state revolving loan funds for all of it.
Yeah, so typically, if it is considered growth, then they don't really like to use the SRF, state revolving funds, which then would be the GO.
Yeah, so that's why we've got a combination. You got to balance a combination of things for these right. projects that are coming up.
Right. So, right. You're exactly right. So if it is a for expansion, then you would usually use a GO general obligation. So far, most of our projects are still falling under the SRF. And as you can see on the budget, on the last council agenda, we just approved the $1.1 million on the sewer side and an $800,000 on a water side. Mm-hmm. I guess it's really important to remember that these are not just for expansion, that these are projects that go to improve our infrastructure out at the plants. We're just finishing up a roof project at both of the plants. That's hopefully getting finished up over the next month. And then we're also getting into repairing the lime slicker project that will be done hopefully by May.
And replacing original equipment.
Yes.
I mean, people keep talking about the new plants, but yes, we've touched on this before. They're 30 years old.
They are. Up on,
and again, they pretty much, well, and this is one of the things I know I've touched on with the mayor before as well, too. But you take a look at, maybe we haven't had a lot of population growth in that time frame, but we have had a lot of increased use in our services, our utility services. The water usage has continued to go up. Sewer usage continues to go up. And it's now you got to start planning. And I mean, it met some of the things, some of the limits that had been planned back 30 years ago, back in the 90s, when they were designed. So we needed growth in it. We were going to have to do projects anyway.
Yeah, I know like the lift station on Stendon Drive is something that's been on the CIP for quite a few years, needing to be replaced. And that's one of the projects that we're doing with these bonds also.
What about the ground reservoir at the water plant?
Yes.
In fact, that's like 10 years.
Yes. And that was supposed to have actually been done last summer, and it just didn't. The design and planning and things just kept changing. So we're now getting ready to take care of that too.
Is that one of those that we're looking for a block grant for?
We are. So yeah, last weekend and this weekend, we hired a company called Simmering and Corey, and they hired a third party to do a face-to-face survey. So if you're get somebody knocking on your door and asking some income questions, we would appreciate you answering those. For the ground reservoir project, we're applying for a $500,000 grant, which is a federal grant, and a proof of low to moderate income is required to apply for that. The survey is good for 3 years, and we have other projects that we would like to apply for the CDBG. So it could be up to $1 million for the two projects that we really want to get done with the water and the sewer plants.
And we've been successful with these grants in the past. Again, so it's not a new concept, but it's something that could help, something that the ratepayers wouldn't have to pay.
Correct. It will lower the amount that we need to ask for when it comes to your water and sewer rates.
Do you get people asking about, okay, with all the work that's going to be going on with the DAISY project and everything else, you know, that means we're going to have to pay for all this, residents will have to pay for it all. But got to remember that once DAISY comes online, they will have a substantial utility bill.
Yeah, and again, a lot of these repairs and projects that we're doing are projects that needed to be done. And with DAISY coming online, it's a different look at those projects that needed to be done. So yeah, they may be bigger. There may be additions that we may need to do to the project. But overall, the amount of water usage that DAISY is going to be using is going to cover the expense that they're going to they're requiring.
Okay. So, and I know council members ask this too, because they like to know all about this. So you got to sit down and kind of take a look at what is the projected usage and what are our rates that would be at that time, and will they change going forward and things like that too.
So. Yeah, and as part of the revolving fund loan that we use for water and sewer, they require us to meet a 110 requirement, which means that our revenue has to be 10% more than our expenditures. Mm. So every time we do a loan, we have to verify that we can meet that requirement.
Been doing pretty good. Our water and sewer, I mean, that's utility. That's basically, again, that's what users pay.
Yes. Yeah, so those are considered enterprise funds. So they're technically supposed to pay for itself.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Pay for itself. So on the water side, we're doing very well. There's no concerns there. We do need to take a look a little closer at our sewer and where these capital projects are coming in. So, yeah, it's something that we always keep an eye on. On a weekly basis.
And I know everybody keeps referring to Daisy. I go back to even before that, because with the development and growth of Ag Certain, there were things that, that drove a lot of the early investigation into what's capacity for wastewater, what's capacity for water and stuff.
So. Yeah, so we have to have an NPDES permit, and that has limits on it that tells us what we can and can't take out at the sewer plant.
So one thing I did want to ask is, I know because a lot of people are watching to see what the legislature does. Obviously, you're paying close attention to that. And I know recently council was told, be aware that some of the programs you are currently using, you might want to take a look at. Maybe not eliminate, but might want to fine tune them to meet what's happening at the state level. So what kinds of things, I mean, I know they're putting limits on what kind of growth I think it is that you can have in what, general fund? Or how do you interpret this in when the council says, what kind of problems can we have?
Well, last year they implemented some legislation things that limit your growth, and there's a sliding scale. So if you see a 7% growth, then you're going to be reduced by 3% approximately. That did affect us this year. So we had to, we did not get the full 7% income that we would have gotten if that legislation had not passed. So that limits us on how much money we get into the general fund, which eliminates, you know, doesn't eliminate it, but it makes it a harder struggle to meet all of our obligations in such as salaries and operational costs.
So those are basically and how we have to pay attention to that. So what are some of the things? I know we have abatement programs for, what, we just had 5 new homes last year, I think, that received abatements or graduated. It's a graduated abatement that the city makes available, incentive to build. And I think the commercial one was, again, Ag Certain in their $1.3 million spur line.
Yeah, we call that our Jumpstart Boon program. The commercial side is 100% for 3 years, and the residential side is $75,000 for 5 years. That is something that has been brought to the council's attention that we need to probably look at if the legislation reduces our growth capabilities any further.
So. It's a challenge.
Yeah. And the council, again, they don't want to get rid of it completely, but maybe looking at another limits on there, you know, so maybe not 100%, maybe it's 75% or 50%. Nothing has been decided. Those will be discussions that we have as legislation keeps moving forward.
Once we know what the legislature does and stuff. So our continued growth residential, and we've got a lot of residential that is definitely going to be in the works this year. That'll be coming on. Not all of that rolls into our taxes at the same time. So again, keeps you busy.
Yes. So we have development agreements with a lot of them. And that those vary depending on how much money they've put into public infrastructure, what they need to make their project work, and the length of time those development agreements are in effect for.
Right. What other things are we looking at that might have some challenges for you coming forward here? We got our dates all set for doing our maximum levy and then holding the public hearing. don't always get a lot of people that come out to the public hearing. So.
No, we don't. And I'm always, you know, available if for a phone call or an email, or you can show up at the public hearing for the budget or the tax levy. But I'm also available just for a conversation if you'd like.
Okay. Got a lot of things. What other fun things? I know what I was going to ask, because I knew that one of the things that came up at the last council meeting, they did retain a search firm to assist looking for a new city administrator, Bill Scare stepping down. So you're picking up a lot of extra things here now. But again, the process, they just came and started to meet this week, I think, at least Hinson Group.
Yep, Hinson Group has started the process. They have four people that work for that company. And two of them came on Monday and met with department heads and council members and some staff. In that process, they basically asked them questions in regards to what they want to see in a city administrator, the strengths, the weaknesses, things like that, kind of getting a glimpse of what the city of Boone is all about.
Mm-hmm. And I know they're going to meet with some community leaders and do things like that as well. And then they will start that process of identifying and working forward with it. I know the council was a little, they wanted it sooner.
Yeah,
but they have three other cities I think they're working with right now anyway, too. So
yeah, three or four. And I know that Brent had a guideline of July 1st having somebody hired, and they would like to move that up at least by 30 days.
So we'll see.
We will see
how it goes, too. Again, it's all going to be an application process. Everybody will have to go through that. That's up to you if you want to or not.
Yep.
But again, those are just some of the things that for those that keep wondering exactly how it's going to work. The council does have the final decision. It's a council, not mayoral appointment or anything like that, but it is a council decision.
Correct. Yes, so, the council appoints that person.
And again, we've used different firms in the past. I think most recently it was Jeff Kaler firm. And he also was one of those that was willing to work with the city on this also.
Correct. Yep. And it sounded like the cost was fairly the same for both of them. Hinson Group is, they just had four people to work with them versus just one individual. And I think that was kind of the selling point.
Okay. Well, that's a work in progress, and we'll find out as they go forward with it. I know they'll get their pool of candidates and gradually narrow that down and make recommendations to the council, and we'll go from there. That's a council issue that they have to deal with. Otherwise, coming up, anything real, I think the big things that are coming up really are all tied to different projects that are going to be going on and moving forward with that. And the big thing is the survey this weekend, please.
Yes.
If you get contacted, take part in it. So.
Yes, please.
And then before long, WHKS will start another round of the sanitary sewer.
Yes, we're on
the I&I project, which we'll continue on. So,
yes, I believe that we only have two or three more phases of that. Okay. So then I'll be finished.
Andrea Elmquist, our guest on the program today, Assistant City Administrator. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.